You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. We are here with you live, whether you're listening on your radio, listening on the Civic Media app, or watching us on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Also, if you missed your chance to get the keyword for the Break Into Spring Text to Win contest, don't worry. 7 o'clock, there will be another keyword. So just listen in Civic Media. You'll get that word. You'll be good to go. And then everything starts again tomorrow. 7 chances throughout the day. So keep your Civic Media app close. You can enter once every single hour. So you can enter in 7 times a day. That's good stuff right there.
And listen, $200, that's some good walking around money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a half a tank of gasoline right now.
Greg. Oh my God, Pete. I filled up my gas tank this past weekend for the first time in a long $50. I drive an SUV. I drive a Rogue. I don't drive like a big truck.
Okay.
And it was $50.
Yeah, it's so funny. I do have a big SUV. I've got a small hybrid car and then a big SUV hoping to balance things out. And man, when we first moved back to Wisconsin, I think it was like $80 to fill my Land Cruiser. Mm-hmm. And now it's like probably 60, 70 again. Like it's getting up there. And there's no end in sight. It's kind of sad. But
nope.
This is exciting, though. Hour number two. We got Mary Mack coming up in just a few minutes at 6:20.
Yeah.
Love Mary Mack. One of the funniest comedians out there. You said, and I think Mary told me this too, Greg, that her husband's very funny too. We should have him on sometime.
His name is Tim Harmston. He is also a stand-up comic. He is one of the nicest humans. He's one of the, do you ever those, like when you were doing stand-up, Pete, those comics you meet and you're like, I want to be like friends with you. Like doing shows is fun, but like, I want to get lunch. Or Tim is just one of, Mary is great, don't get me wrong, but Tim is just one of those guys where I'm like, you're just really cool, man. Can we be friends?
Can we be bros?
Yeah, exactly. So she'll be on at 6:20. Very excited about that.
That's exciting. And I agree with you. Like, I remember when I did stand up so long ago, but like the headliners sometimes, there are comics who are great, but kind of make you uneasy when you're around them.
Yeah.
They're kind of odd. And that maybe makes them funny. And then I always remember being excited to just meet kind of a regular dude or dudette. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, this is a good hang, you know?
And then you want to be like, can we go on the road together? Because I like this. This is really fun. Yeah. So he's a good dude, and I'm looking forward to talking to Mary a little bit later. But we have ourselves a question to get to, friends.
Done. Let's talk about the question.
Okay. Question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is a TV show you've been meaning to binge watch but haven't yet? We've all got those shows, folks. You hear about it. It's great. Oh, I got to put that on the list. Then you don't. Then you can't remember what's on your list. But it's one of those shows you hear about. And I thought of this because, Greg, I don't know if you ever saw the show Justified with Timothy Oliphant. Is that a jackpot?
That is a jackpot of a question right there. I am on cycle 9 of that show. I've watched that. I love that show so much.
So, people, I swear I had no idea Greg was a fan. But that dropped today, I want to say, in 2010. And same thing with you, Greg. It was one of the, first of all, the opening scene of the show.
Oh, I know.
Where he's telling the guy to draw on him. And basically, I mean, I don't want to say too much, but it's just one of those scenes that grabs you. And I was like, I know I'm going to love this show.
That is
love
Peter Green, who just recently died.
Yes.
He is the guy. He is in the opening scene. And he's like, I gave you 24 hours to get out of Miami. And the guy's like, you're not going to do anything. And then you find out real quick what Raylan Givens is all about in that show. It's about justified kills. Oh, my God.
So great. And all the characters are great. It's an outstanding show. So, ladies and gentlemen, put that on your list.
Yes.
If you need a binge watch or something to answer this question with, I recommend, as does Greg, as you just heard, Justified, because it is an excellent show. So let us know. Be part of the fun. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app or drop us a stream comment if you're watching us on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter.
It's very hard to get through the, by the way, it's going to be like, well, right now it should be fine. Now it'll be good, but we're going to have to sift through some comments here because there was a lot of entries for the text to win contest. I appreciate everyone getting in touch with us. Tom from Hartford on WMDX says, I love Mary Mack. That's wonderful. Can't wait for you to hear her. That also is like, for me, my real introduction to Walton Goggins, who was a character who was supposed to like either die in the first episode or only supposed to be on for a few episodes and the whole thing. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know how this is going to change because one, he blew up in the past couple of years, but they were supposed to be rebooting that show because they did a show called Justified City Prime Evil, which was fine.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But then it had a stinger scene at the very end of the last episode that said, oh, we're going to get more. So I love that show so much. I love that show.
It's great. And I totally, that slipped my mind about Walton Goggins, who has blown up, as you mentioned. He's a huge star now. Most recently, I saw him in White Lotus. He's just great. And you think he's such a good actor. Like when I saw him in Justified, I'm like, this guy's a character, a type. He's the Southern borderline white supremacist bad guy, whatever. But he has gone above and beyond that like crazy. He's a really talented actor. So you're right. Absolutely. Those two square off over the years in Justified. It's a great show. Yeah. I said Peaky Blinders, and I saw the first episode or the first season, and I liked it, but I never went back to it. But that's one I keep meaning to go back to.
For me, that one is. I go back and forth of whether or not I'm going to watch it because I feel like it's in a lot it's the vein of the what's the show Breaking Bad where or the Sopranos where these are objectively bad people who I'm now forced to root for because they're the stars. I kind of like got burnt out on the whole anti-hero thing because I'm like, I'm tired of rooting for terrible people. And that's like, you and I have a back and forth about Ted Lasso. I know how you feel about Ted Lasso, but what I liked about Ted Lasso is like, everyone is normal complicated. Nobody is like, it's not like that the end of the first episode, you see Ted Line just doing a dank rail off a toilet seat. It's like, he's got problems. We all got problems. And I appreciate that.
Sure.
With Peaky Blinders, that's one I'll eventually watch one day. For me, Better Call Saul is another show that I know that's gotten nothing but critical acclaim and people love it. But that's one I kind of want to like knock out in a few weeks. I want to dedicate myself to it because I watch Breaking Bad and I've heard nothing but amazing things about Better Call Saul. So that's a show that's been on my list for a very long time. Dom, what about you?
You were just saying it. It was Breaking Bad. I've never watched Breaking Bad, and I know it was the anti. I've heard so many good things about it that it's so hard to stray. I just haven't been able to watch it, but it sounds so good. And I see so much like in like October on Halloween, I saw everyone wearing like, you know, Jesse and Bryan Cranston outfits and stuff. I'm like, wow, I gotta watch this. I gotta watch it. How have I not watched this yet?
Yeah.
It'll suck you in.
The
writing on that and Better Call Saul, I think they're both Vince Gilligan, is just so great. And you just, it's so rare that you're like, where is this scene going? But you trust the writer. You're like, I know this is going to be great. I'm going to stick with it. And those are all great ones. On social media, Brenda says The Bear. Okay. I saw the first season. I got to get back to that. But Boris says Shrinking, another one on my list. I hear
same
it's great.
Here. That one's on my list too. That's another Bill Lawrence. He did Scrubs and he did Ted Lasso.
Right.
So that's Dave on the live stream says watch Better Call Saul first, and I think that's a good plan. Like if you haven't seen either one, Dom, start with Better Call Saul and then watch Breaking Bad.
Really?
Because prequel, Better Call Saul is a prequel show.
Okay. Okay. So it's before. Okay.
It's before and. You know, I think that, you know,
for me, Breaking Bad sucked me in. Like, I just started watching it one day, and I watched the first two seasons in a weekend. I was like,
yeah,
that's what I have a
so
feeling.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love a good binge watch like that. Oh, that's yeah. Fantastic. It's,
we did the same thing with Young Sherlock on Prime. We watched the entire show in 2 days.
My gosh.
I thought it was very, very good.
All right. I'm adding that to my list now, too, because we just talked about that last week as well. I've got to put that on there, too. Dave also says The Sopranos, kind of the same thing you said, Greg. Terrible people, but the writing's so good, you stick with it. But it's like, who do I root for here that's kind
exactly.
of, you know, the lesser of the bad guys? What is Trumpet Joe says, Mr. In Between is a show he heard is good.
I've heard of that show, yeah. That's what was the other one? There was another one that I was wanting to watch. And now I totally, I had it like, the Leftovers. That show came out a long time ago, and I've heard, and it has like all three seasons between them has an average score of like 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a show about the people who are left over after the rapture. Like, people are raptured up to heaven, and these about the people who are here now. And I've heard nothing but amazing things about it. So it's like, that's the problem, is like, there's so much good television out there.
Right.
It just piles up after time where you're like, I feel absolutely intimidated by the amount of TV I would have to watch to be caught up with what the world, because there are so many other shows out there that people are like, this one, I'm like, slow down. I need to watch like stuff from the 90s still. And by the way, speaking of Vince Gilligan, his show on Apple, Pluribus, very good. Very good.
Okay. So I did not like Pluribus, Greg. I have to be honest. The first season. But I know I'm in the minority. It gets critical reviews, and you know, everybody you talk to loves it. It's not vibing with me for some reason.
Okay.
And you're talking,
and I love Rhea Seehorn and love Vince Gilligan. But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
And you were talking about Mr. In Between. Sorry about that, Pete. You were talking about Mr. In Between, and you were saying that you don't hear the show a lot. It has 95% on Rotten Tomato. It's an Australian show, and it looks really, really good too. So yeah, some of these shows I have never heard of before. It makes me want to watch it now.
There's no pressure because there's, like Greg said, there's so much content out there. Even like if you haven't seen Breaking Bad yet, you get distracted. Yeah. You watch this, you watch that. But that's a good text. Thank you, Trumpet Joe. And then Stacey Sue on the stream says, "We're no angels." Love Sean. Okay.
Oh, that's going back to the Sean Penn conversation having. Yeah, yeah. That's Sean Penn and Robert De Niro in like a weird like
priests,
old school,
right?
Yeah, they're priests in like the 20s or something. Aaron Cruz on the live stream says Spartacus. That's a new show too. I don't know what that has. Like, I've seen advertisements for that one. I personally don't really get down on Greek or that like that show Rome that came out years ago. Or it for some reason they just don't grab me. They just like, I don't really care.
Yeah,
about
I'm
that
with
stuff.
You. I'm not a medieval times guy either. Like even when I go to one of those medieval castles for a 1,200 course meal, I'm kind of like, okay, this is fun. We get to call the women wenches. Okay, is that the draw here? Like, what is the deal?
And we eat the way they did back in the day. Would you like more Pepsi?
Yeah, right, exactly. And I will say, having said that, I really got into Game of Thrones, and I could not stop watching it.
Oh my God, Game of Thrones! What a just a cruel, cruel, cruel lesson in dedicating yourself to a product. Just totally falls apart in the last two seasons, and then you expect me to watch two other shows? No, I'm not watching these shows. Why? Because the last one ended sucky.
Yeah, I can't. I'm trying not to get drawn into that either. Daniel Wheeler says Lost on social media. Patrick Mines, One Piece, Stranger Things, Wonder Man, Severance. The list goes on. Get to that list.
Wonder Man's an easy watch.
I've heard that's great, too.
It's a very fun show.
Hey, this is exciting, Greg. Our friend, mostly yours, but I want to be as close to her as you are because I think she's so cool. Mary Mack is coming up next. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 855 Civic. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Did you miss out on the Text to Win contest? The spring into breaking to spring multi-state Text to Win contest. Don't worry. At 7 o'clock, you'll have one more hour today to take part in it. So stay tuned to Civic Media for your keyword. Text it in via the Civic Media app, and you'll be all set. And then tomorrow, everything starts again. 7 a.m., 7 chances to win. Throughout the day, $200. And then maybe a bed from Verlo. A mattress set from Verlo. So stay in touch with that. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already. And yeah, be part of it. Again, to my mom who is listening, can't enter. Sorry, you're my mom. That's the contest rules. Well, I didn't make those up. Don't yell at me. Pete, I am so very excited about our next guest coming onto the show. She is comedian, a singer, songwriter, a performer, voice actor, all the things. For me, one of the big things I've said before on the show, performed on the Grand Old Opry. Please welcome to the show, Mary Mack.
Hey, thanks.
Hi, Mary.
That was the best, most cheerful intro I've had in ages. You know that? It's usually, oh, this next person does comedy and she might have a couple things to say.
Oh, that's terrible. No,
please welcome to the show. Please welcome to the show, lady comic Mary Mack.
No, he crushed it. I'm listening to that intro going, oh my God, Mary is living my best life. So good for you. And it's great to have you.
Hey, thanks so much, Pete. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Dominic, for having me back. I was really, whenever I go to Eastern Wisconsin, I'm like, oh, I wonder if I can get on Nightlight again and talk about what's coming up. And I've been watching some shows.
Oh, sweet. So,
yeah, more than normal.
Tell us. We can start there. Tell us. Shout them out. What are you watching?
Yeah, what shows are you getting into?
Gosh, the one I'm laughing so hard at. It's so funny. And I have to look her name up because I keep forgetting her name. We have this a similar name. Her what's called The Mick. And my nickname is Mickey. Yeah, and it's with Mackenzie. It's the gal who's on Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And this show, The Mick, streams on Hulu, and I am laughing. Like, I wake up in the middle of the night, put on TV to go to sleep, and I think I'm waking. So Tim can't sleep in bed with me anymore because I'm laughing so, and he snores, but also I'm laughing so loud. But if it's not his snoring, it's my laughing that's keeping us up. But I'm like, just, I can't stop from laughing at this show. She's such a good actress, such a great comedic actress.
Caitlin Olson.
Caitlin Olson?
Yes, and so that show was canceled, and I heard nothing but great things about it, but now she's on a show called High Potential, which is also on Hulu, ABC and Hulu.
Yeah.
Remake of a Swedish show or something, but also she's fantastic.
Yeah, she is fantastic. Because she's got her character down very similar in The Mick and Always Sunny, so it takes a while to like her character in High Potential, but that's also very good, but in definitely right. different character for her. So yeah, really but her slapstick is so great. I slammed my coffee down here, but yeah, really I love slapstick, and that was like, oh, it's so funny. So that's my two bits what I'm watching, but I'm watching more. I just don't want to hog your from you guys.
Oh, you're the guest. Yeah, you're the guest. Come on. Talk to us.
Okay. What are we doing here?
We invite you to our show. Come on and talk. We want to hear, like, are there recommendations? Are there shows you feel like that, like, you need to be watching this show right now? This is like the, you know, that, like, you tell other comics when you go do shows, like, have you been watching this show?
Yeah, I just think that The Mick is such a good escape life right now. I think I've been searching out escape stuff. I'm a big, huge PBS fan, so I know March 22nd there's an old timey. They're all mostly old timey, but there's another old timey one coming out called Bookish, and it's a mystery. And I watch all the mysteries. And my thing, and I've said it before on the show, is like I really love like PBS or especially BBC mysteries because I'm trying to go to sleep. Like I don't want anything too good to happen too fast. So I want to have a slow show, and I want to be able to go to bed. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the Forsythes. I have no idea what the synopsis of it is, but.
Did we talk about Line of Duty last time you were here, Mary? That great British show.
Did I? Oh, I have seen Line of Duty, but it's been so long ago now. I might have to rewatch it.
It's so good. Yeah, I just watched it like less than a year ago, and it's so good. And I know I talked to somebody about that on the show. I thought maybe when you talked about British police procedurals that you were the person, but
it would have been me, and I would have forgotten the show already, which is great for the lifespan of my streaming. I don't have to like get too many streaming services because I will forget after a few years.
I'm watching this new show called The Mick. You just talked about that a month ago. If those are your jam, there was two shows that came out late last year. I cannot wait for their second series to come out, if they actually happen. But a show called Ludwig with David Mitchell, where he plays a guy who makes crossword puzzles for a living. He does puzzles and he solves murder mysteries. And then Death Valley, and I don't remember his – I think it's Timothy Spall, but he was in the Harry Potter movies. And he plays an actor who moves to a small English village, but his show that he was on was a crime show. So he solves mysteries as well. So those are really great. I didn't realize we gotta go. Oh my gosh. We'll be right back though. We'll be back with Mary Mack here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned, stay close. You're awesome.
Welcome back. All right. You know, I talked about introducing Jason Schaff the other night here in Marinette, and he played all the great Chicago tunes. He did not play Old Days, and I love that song, Greg.
No, so, I'm sorry.
Let's get Mary's take on that. Hey, our guest is the very funny stand-up comedian and writer and voice actress. She is a Wisconsin resident, splits time. She's got a place in Minnesota, I think, and a place in Wisconsin. She's bi-statal, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes.
Mary Mack is with us. It's so great to have you here, Mary.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I need to sell my house in Minnesota, but I don't want to clean out the basement. So I just keep buying more crap. I got to get to that. But I don't know. Anyways, so let's not bring up the sad things.
All right. Fair enough. Let's get to some happy things, especially happy things for people who might be interested in seeing you live, because they'll have a couple opportunities coming up this month in just a couple weeks. Tell us about your show. First, let's start with Sheboygan, because it's on March 28th.
Yes. Is that March 28th? Oh, my gosh. Am I in Sheboygan? I think I'm in Kenosha.
You're in Kenosha on March 27th. That I know because you're...
Oh, I've got the 29th in Kenosha. Oh, this is a mess.
Oh, dear. Maybe that's another year. Maybe I...
Let's go to marymack.com and find out.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe you're making a prediction here.
I hope not. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. No, I might have said that wrong. I'm in Kenosha on March 27th, a Friday, and then Holman, Wisconsin, by La Crosse at Drugan's. Golf, and that's on the 28th. So and then I go to West Bend in May. So I'm coming down around that eastern side there, and I'll bring my snow shovel because I heard you got more snow than us up on Lake Superior now.
If we still need the assist by then, I will not be living here. I'm just telling you that right now.
Yeah,
I don't know how I read that off your email. So my bad. I might have. But you have a date. Do you not have a date in Kenosha? Or I'm sorry, in Sheboygan?
Last year, I bet you pulled up last year's
I did.
Email. Last year in March, I played Sheboygan. And you know what? That's where I learned you can. That's where I learned about touch tunes on your phone where you can play the jukebox. And I learned how much fun it is to, when people are listening to like gangster rap in a bar, to suddenly put on Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. And oh my gosh, the joy of doing, if you're ever sad, just go to a bar where they're like, just play exactly the opposite of what they're listening to. And just don't volunteer that it was you, because they'll hate you.
Right.
But just kind of sit there innocently and watch everybody go run into the jukebox as soon as it comes on. It's fantastic.
Two things I love about this. One, hearing Mary Max say the phrase gangster rap is just wonderful, right. Period. And also, my mom's listening right now because she's a fan of the show. And I guarantee you, when you mentioned Celine Dion, she started singing. I'm not wrong. Do not argue with me, Jackie, right now. I know I'm right.
Not that I even listen to Celine Dion that much, but it's just the fun of seeing people panic like that. Because if you put in like an extra quarter, you can hop the line. The line of songs. You can make Celine Dion a priority play. Do you want to know what's the coolest part of that too? Is just like whatever bar, you know, if there's ever a place where you kind of had like not a great experience, you can be at anywhere else. You can be at your home and suddenly just play. It's the most passive aggressive thing I do, is like I'll play like Helen Reddy, where somebody was like bad mouthing ladies or something, and I'll be at home and I'll play that at a bar where they're being like sexist, and I'll have like, I am woman, hear me roar. And you can do that from your own couch. It's so much fun. It's like calling your senator. I have such a great time doing that. You guys anybody you're mad at, I'll play them a song. Tell me where they go and when. Just come on. I love it.
See, what I would do is if I went to a bar and did that, I would never volunteer myself as the person who did it, but I would look around for the toughest guys in the place, just like lip syncing quietly. If you are. What? This song really brings up human emotions for me, all right?
I want to know where Mary's hanging out in a bar that still has Helen Reddy on the jukebox. Boy, what
the best ones?
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah, isn't that funny? Why did that bar have Celine Dion in the jukebox in the first? You know what? They're digital. That's why.
Oh,
it's just coming
nice.
From this. It's coming from God, Pete.
Okay,
it's coming from the sky. God is a Helen Reddy fan, and he plays it. In any bar where they're bad mouthing women, I love it.
With my luck, I'd put that on the jukebox and I'd end up in a slow dance with one of those guys somehow. So it'd be just awkward for everybody.
It'd be the kindest cuddling you've had in a long time, Pete. You'd feel that little spoon energy. That's what men need sometimes. They need to feel like the little spoon.
I'm open to that, but if the guy wanted to take things further, I'd have to head fake him or fake an injury or something. Because I'll slow dance with a guy, but I draw the line there.
You just simply say, no, thank you, sir.
Well, that's interesting.
And you kiss his hand and say thank you for the dance, and you have on with your day.
I love it.
I didn't know how you did that.
Mary, have you played? I've heard really good things about the Kenosha Comedy Club. And is that a good, like, have you played there before?
Yes, I usually go like once a year. I like it. I like it's a big space and you can cram a bunch of people in there. I don't know why. I guess I got a lot of in common maybe with the folks that are, I mean, I've been brought presents that were welded together for me. And so that's how I'm connecting with these folks, is like my family welded, they weld. A lot of people making homemade booze in jars and bringing that. I have a lot of things I made in jars. I'm connecting on some. They like jokes. I like jokes. I'm connecting on a lot of levels.
How has it been almost a year since you've been on this show?
I have to get out there because I live in Kenosha. I live 5 minutes away from the Kenosha Comedy Club. So I come check it out.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It really is. And then in the summer, you know, So they got this magazine down there called Happenings Magazine, mm-hmm. and he runs the comedy room, and he books like little jazz fest, and he books he books Cheese Fest, and he puts all these festivals together. Frank Carmichael, and he's such mm-hmm. so much fun. He don't tell him I said this. He might be almost 80. And he might be about 80. Sorry if anybody listening is 80, but I can't believe he has the energy because I want to go to bed right now.
Yeah.
He's booking like Thursday in the Park bands and in Kenosha. You just bring your own booze and drink in the park. And it's fantastic. That's like that's the time of I love that type of stuff. I just show me a field where I can bring my own booze and I'll have the best day of my life.
What are your, our guest is Mary Mack, the very funny Mary Mack. For more information, go to marymackcomedy.com. Did I get that right? Yeah. So I just totally forgot what I was going to ask. Oh, what is your drink of choice, Mary? Like if you go to a park and you can bring your BYOB, what are you drinking?
It depends on the temperature and the time of day.
Okay.
So, I guess if it's pretty hot, I want to mix I don't like a sweet rosé, but I like a dry Sauve Blanc rosé type thing if it's hot. And then if I did a lot of work that day, I'm ashamed to say that I like a Busch Light, and I'm really trying not to like Busch Light because they freaking hate women. And so I'm trying not to like them, but I love Busch Light. And it's a low gluten beer. And so if I don't do that, I'll have like a Corona, which is also lower gluten beer. And then I know you weren't expecting somebody to go on and on about this, but I have lists that I keep in my head. And when I'm on my deathbed, this will be the only thing I remember. I'll be like, it's 10 o'clock and we just mowed. It's 10 a.m. We just mowed. Okay. I need some V8, spicy V8, some Busch Light and a lime all together mixed up with some ice, please. Like I won't know anybody's name, but I'll know time of day and what drink and according to activity.
You're redesigning a Bloody Mary for your type. Like it's a Busch Light, a V8 super spicy and a celery stick. That's it.
Oh, that's nice too. I put a lime in there. Olive would probably be real good in there.
Yeah. Do you like Bloody Marys?
Yeah, I do. But you gotta watch that. That's mixed because some of it's got flour in there, and that's like a real bummer.
Well, I'm just going to say, and I'm not being paid by anybody for this, but across the street from the Kenosha Comedy Club is a place called Captain Mike's.
Oh yeah.
They have phenomenal Bloody Marys.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I go there. I my wife and I go there like usually once or twice a month just for Bloodies on a Sunday morning. Cool. Get our Bloody, then go home the rest of our day. You know, cool. It's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's so weird. Like as someone who doesn't drink anymore, I love talking about drinking because I feel like I still stay connected. And man, that just made me want a Bloody Mary. Mary, you're getting some love here.
I don't even like the liquor in the Bloody. I only want just the stuff. So I can just have the V8 and whatever else. Spritzer. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
You got a fan, Tom, in the 262 says, I love Mary Mack.
Hi, Tom. Wow. Thanks.
Mary, did you watch the Oscars at all, or have you? What kind of movies are you watching?
No, I did not watch the Oscars just because I don't know if I like the Oscars anymore, and that's quite sad to say on a pop culture show like this.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. You're under no obligation.
I'm just like feeling like rich and famous people are just seem to be getting more and more out of touch. So I didn't watch it. I watched The Mick instead, actually.
Well, we were just, I mean, that's what I was saying to Pete earlier, is that last year I felt like with Conan's first year and the LA fires were happening, so there was a need to like come together and be a part of something on like a human level, and it was so much fun. And then this year it just felt like he was trying to tell jokes to a bunch of people who didn't know how to laugh at themselves.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest problem, is that you have these people who are world-class comedians coming in there to entertain, and then you have these millionaire, billionaire movie people who are like, okay, whatever, I don't care. You know, and it's not fun. It's not fun at all.
Yeah. So it was Conan hosting again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a hard time then this year.
Yeah.
I thought it was better last year, but his monologue, we were talking about this earlier, his monologue was really funny. Like, there were great jokes, and he's good at that, but I just thought the comedy throughout the rest of the show was pretty lame, personally. Tom is your biggest fan now, Mary, and he says, Polka Bar? We were talking about before, and then 715, Matt in Eau Claire says, on the conservative jukebox, I love to play Ray Willie Hubbard's Conversation with the Devil. Genius. Another suggestion for you, Barry.
That's awesome. I'm taking suggestions, so that's great. I gotta play that one.
If you want to get tickets, find out where Mary is going to be performing, go to marymaccomedy.com for more information. Mary, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you so much.
Yeah, thanks, you guys, and thanks for filling me in a little on the Oscars. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful night.
You too, Mary.
You're listening to Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on Nightlight.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You are listening to us live either on the radio, on the Civic Media app, or on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Thank you so much to Dr. Keith Paulson and Mary Mack for being our guests this evening. We really appreciate it. If you ever want to listen to the episode again or you couldn't catch it live, simply go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Nightlight, download episodes, and listen to them at your leisure because they're there for you to enjoy your day. Pete, it was a crazy, crazy day.
For me, yeah. Although it sounds like it was for you too as well, but I hogged all the drama today.
No,
so
no,
at
no.
some point I would love to hear about your
You meant the 3 inches of snow I had to dutifully and heroically plow through. Yeah, totally. I'm a guy who should be put on statues around the world.
Tom said earlier in the text line, asked how much we got. Tom, I think we got between 32 and 36 inches. I'm not sure exactly yet if the count is in, but hopefully you did better there in Hartford. Tom also says, regarding Mary Mack, she has such a down-home voice, regular people. That's what you think, Tom. Mary is a world of drama. I'm kidding. She's great. So, and she does sound down-home.
For tomorrow's episode, we'll be speaking to Civic Media meteorologist Mace Michaels. Wow, that was a lot to say. I got that in one shot.
That's a lot.
Civic Media meteorologist Mace Michaels will be joining us to break down the winter storm we just had over the past weekend. And talking about the weather to come, too, because the weather later this week, at least around this area in southeastern Wisconsin, is going to be a lot warmer in the 50s and the 60s. And then we'll be talking to critic and city Cast Madison newsletter writer Rob Thomas for his Oscar analysis. I'm looking forward to that one because it kind of like, you know, the conversation we had with Matt Miller last week. I like listening to people like you are in the industry. He's in an industry. I like to listen to that stuff. So it's really, really great.
For sure.
That'll be on tomorrow's show. So I'm looking forward to that.
Another great show. We'll have the text to win. We'll have some.
Oh, yes.
And a great question again. Absolutely.
Folks, if you want to enter into the contest, unless you are my mother, you have one more chance tonight, 7 p.m. Listen here. You will get the keyword, and you will be able to enter in through the Civic Media app. Simply listen for that keyword. I'm not telling you what it is. You'll have to wait. And then you can enter it in through the Civic Media app and be entered in for the daily prize of $200 and then the grand prize drawing for a new mattress set from Verlo. By the way, mentioned it on the show a couple of times that my mother cannot enter the contest because she's my mom, and she wrote back with, not fair. Well,
I was wondering who wrote. Oh, that's so
I'm going to say a rare thing a child gets to say to a parent. Life's not fair.
It actually is kind of fair, too.
So, Pete, you said you had a few. By the way,
yep.
We're in a section of the show called The Nightcap.
Yes, The Nightcap. And you know what? I want to say this, too, quickly, Greg, because periodically, over the last couple of years, history has been made in radio on Nightlight. I think we did it again. We interviewed Keith Paulson I'm here. This might be the first time two people on the same broadcast were broadcasting from their kitchens. Radio history, once again, and you only get it here.
Dear WBA, I have the best award scenario.
Local right. Emmy. Tim Baker on the social media answered the question, says, car 54, where are you? Tim's really behind. That's great. Good luck with that, Tim. Sean Boyce, my pal Sean Boyce, says Breaking Bad. Another one for Breaking Bad. Dom, there you go. Mm-hmm. Scott Lieburn says Marshals. I have not seen that yet either.
That's
Scott.
The new Yellowstone show. It's
Dutton Ranch, I think. Or it's not out yet. There's another one, I think, out now. I can't keep track of them, to be honest with you. And Jay Campbell says White Lotus. Yeah, there have been a series of probably at least three or four.
Well, there's Yellowstone, and then there's 1929 and 1889. 1889 has Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford.
Yes, 1883, I believe.
1883.
And 1923. And honestly, I gave up on Yellowstone when the Japanese tourists were stuck on the side of a cliff, both at the same 20 feet down in street shoes and clothes. I don't know how that would ever happen in my life. Wow. But the guy saved him, and it just kind of... But those two shows, Greg, those prequels, I thought were outstanding. Really liked them.
Well, and then Kevin Costner leaves the last season, so they kill him off, and they're like, well, what do we do? Well, let's give one of the guys... He's a marshal now, and they want to make that other spinoff show. And basically anything Taylor Sheridan writes, which is just basically an old guy at some point telling young people how the world really is.
Right.
And there's a new show with Kurt Russell and... Oh, who is he's co-starring with?
No, who is it? It's someone.
Yeah, it's they just get huge stars for these shows. But yeah. I watched like half a season of Yellowstone, and I got up out of the room. And I said, I can't watch. None of these people deserve happiness. All right, forget it.
It's terrible. It's like Succession. They're just horrible people.
Stopped watching that show too. I was tired of rooting for terrible.
Same.
And the show Billions as well. Like just terrible people. I'm like, they all deserve retribution, whether it's jail or something else, but terrible. Matt in Eau Claire is listening. He got in touch with us. He says he's been meaning to binge the works of Mel Brooks. I think that's a great, great plan. He also went on to say, that my suggestion for a binge would be Doctor Who 2005 to 2017. Hey, if you have the whole weekend, check out 63 years of the show as well. That's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of Doctor Who to catch up on. So, thank you so much to everyone who got in touch with us. But yeah, I bag about Taylor Sheridan shows. I love Landman. It's a great show.
You know, I like the first season. Parts of the mom and daughter drive me crazy.
Yeah.
And Billy Bob, I like the second season I started, and I did kind of bail on it. But I agree. Taylor Sheridan, when he wants to write something great, he does. He wrote both Sicarios, Hell or High Water. Lioness is a really good show.
Yeah.
Then he's got Tulsa King, which is like, you know, the guy knows how to write for a genre and he signed like a 20-show deal. You gotta keep churning them out, you know.
Well, thank you to everyone who listened, called, texted, got in touch with us on the live stream. Thank you to Dominic. Thank you to Tucker, Engineering Traffic. Thank you to everyone who is part of this. We appreciate you so, so very much. Stick around. We have the next keyword coming up right after this show, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Pete, send them off.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.